Local government. In 1946, the New South Wales government formed the Shoalhaven Shire by the amalgamation of four municipalities and three shires. And, as Bruce McIntosh described,
the areas didn't want to be amalgamated. One, they thought they couldn't believe. Seven of them, and they Darnwell didn't want to be together. So they fought and fought and fought. Finally, the government recognised that it wasn't going to work, and they dismissed them and put an administrator in, a fellow called Keith Hawkshaw, and he was here for 5 years, and he did a great job. He pulled the whole thing together. He was a very good administrator for the Australian Judges.
In those days, the Shoalhaven Council was known as the Shoalhaven Shire Council. Bruce noted,
exactly the same area, runs from halfway between here and Jerongong in the north, and over to the other side of the Barangaroo on the west, at the top of Barangaroo Mountain, and then down to a few miles just short of Batemans Bay. It's a big area and lots of towns in it. It's quite a big and difficult council to run.
Bruce recalled,
finally, the government called an election in 1959, and Barry didn't have anybody standing, and I was happened to be president of our local Apex Club, which we just formed. And we were saying, well, look, Barry needs to have a representative, and nobody put their hand up. And I was railroaded into it. They said, well, you do it. So I was the last person elected in that seven-man council, and the only farmer on it. And I was pretty young, I was 30 years old then. And I was there for the next six councils, so it sort of gets in the blood a bit.
During that time, the term of a councillor was 3 years, but it's 4 years now, and has been for the last decade or so. In those days, every councillor was supposed to be representing the whole of the shire, but, as Bruce explained,
but in truth, my main interest was in the farming community because I knew it best, and the other councils knew it. I knew it best. So I suppose in that sense I played quite a role, a part of the farming community, which were still very much the main occupants of the country, I suppose, certainly the main breadwinners of the shire. We should have had more. Well, as time went on, we did get another one or two farmers on, but for the first 3 years, I was the only.
Although Bruce, and soon after other councillors, promoted improvements to farming and the dairy industry, wider influences were in play. In Bruce's opinion,
it really wasn't an effective amalgamation. It's an involvement of the industry far outside local government. It's been a commercial activity, really. And over a period of time, it became obvious that small farms couldn't cope with increasing costs of all sorts of things. Cost of feed and cost of, you know, just simply living.
Amalgamation of small farms followed, and the rest is history.